That's the Isley Brothers on the intro, guys, with Groove With You. Obviously, these guys are Hall of Famers in the world of music, man. How can you not say that the Isley Brothers are probably one of the greatest groups of our time? You got to give them that. They're going to be on an upcoming episode of Drink Champs with Nori. I'm going to definitely check it out, man. I love the last album where they featured songs by people like Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, man. Ron Isley. This guy is in his 80s, man. He moves like a guy that's in his 20s. So I got to salute Ron Isley here on Derek Talk. Let's talk about a show, VH1 reality series called Basketball Wives. This show is executive produced by NBA great Shaquille O'Neal's ex-wife, Shawnee O'Neal. This was my first time checking out Basketball Wives. I'm going to give you guys my thoughts on the show. The premise of the show, these ladies are either the wife, ex-wife, or girlfriend of an NBA superstar. Now, the show took a 2-year hiatus, but they are back with season 10. And the show is, you know, obviously it's been through a few changes, but this season is going to feature Jennifer Williams, Malaysia Pargo, Jackie Christie, Brooke Bailey, and Brandi Maxey-L. Of course, all of these ladies are romantically linked to NBA players, you know. So think about it. Glitz, glamour, you know, the mansions, the Bentley, the Rolls Royce. But obviously, when you put a group of women together, these women are going to have their share of disagreements, arguments, you know, things like that. And that is exactly what I witnessed on the clip that I watched. Let's talk about a lady by the name of Brandi Maxey-L. So Brandi and husband Jason were on Iyanla Fix My Life, and Jason, a former Detroit Pistons great, admitted that he slept with something like 50 women. He was guilty of infidelity. He cheated on his wife, Brandi, with about 50 women. He said that he slept with something like 341 women in his lifetime. Obviously, a man who, you know, that hurts, you know, and Brandi walked off the show. She stormed off the show. Of course, that was embarrassing. So, you know, coupled with the infidelity, you know, she's had her share of health issues. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer at the tender age of 24, which she overcame. Very strong woman. So there's been some trauma in this woman's life. She recently lost her mother. She dealt with a very bad case of COVID-19. Her sister reported to the blogs that she has shortness of breath and things like that. So Brandi has had her share of problems. Duffy, of course, romantically linked in the past to Drake. She is currently dating NBA agent and ex-player, a guy by the name of Iman. But when the ladies went to a winery, Duffy says some things about Jason that did not sit well with Brandi. So in the particular clip that I watched, and I'm just trying to catch you guys up, you know, Duffy was trying to be extremely apologetic. Be the bigger woman. Take the high road. I said some things about Jason that, you know, I said that you belittle him. This is what she said to Brandi. And she was apologizing for it. What I witnessed from, you know, Brandi, her body language, her demeanor, her facial expression, she was not receptive of the apology. She kept telling Duffy, you need to listen. And what I would like to say here on Derek Talk about what I witnessed is, if a person is miserable or unhappy on the inside, internally, there are battling demons and unhappiness and trauma. There's no words that can fix that. There's no apology that can fix that. This person is in need of therapy. And that is what I think of Brandi. I think she is the epitome of a miserable woman. There is something about her energy that says, I'm just unhappy. So what I want to do, instead of addressing my unhappiness, I want to impute and inflict this pain on everyone that crosses me or tries to show me any love. Because Duffy was extremely apologetic. She was being the bigger person. Brandi, on the other hand, her energy was just, I don't want to hear it. And I think that's true with any miserable person. Regardless of how you try to accommodate, be apologetic, be remorseful, they're miserable. So the person that they're mad at is not you. They're mad at themselves. Brandi is mad at herself for the fact that she chose a man like Jason, who continually cheats on her something like 51 times. Of course, you know, the fact that she has had health issues, ovarian cancer and so forth. you know, that probably contributes to it. But I think her main issue is the fact that this man embarrassed her. He said on Iyanla Fix My Life that he cheated on her 50 times. Do you know what that does to a woman's self-esteem? You know, so that's something that I want to say here on Derek Talk. I watched Basketball Wise for the first time. You know, it kind of drew me in because I love to see people talk about their problems and try to come to a common ground, whether it be women, men. I like when people accept accountability for their actions and then try to construct a path for healing. And that is, you know, what I saw Duffy attempt to do. But I saw a woman by the name of Brandy shut that down. She did not want to let Duffy in. She was not receptive to her apology. So my advice to anyone out there, you know, in the audience is if a person is miserable or unhappy, separate yourself from them and allow them to do two things. First, get therapy. Secondly, heal. Because a person that is broken, no matter how you try to fix them or put the pieces back together, they're never going to be happy. You've been locked into Derek Talk at 3:07 p.m. I hope that everyone has a fantastic day. Take care.